Yes, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And I think it's the right time to thank, Dwight and Helmut with, their home run. Respect and also, salute the content that they bring to us. So, the time is 3 minutes past the hour of 6. It's actually 4 minutes past the hour of 6. The 25th of September 2025. And it's month end to some people. And it's also not to some. And yeah, wherever you are finding yourself, we understand some of you are on your way to, on your way home. Some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are working night shift. And some of you are having a cold beer outside or something to drink to cool down yourself after a very long day. But this right time that we listen to Business and Economic Segment, and we always happy, especially when we are with you this time of the evening. And yeah, wherever you are finding yourself. Greeting you from your number one talk radio station in Namibia, that is Eagle FM. And as it has always been the case, this is the time that you listen to Business and Economic Segment from the hour of 6 until the hour of 7. So, and for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, with Business and Economic Segment, here we discuss everything that is related to business, everything that related to economics. We look at issues of governance, we look at politics, we look at statistics, we look at the behaviors of customers, the behaviors of smaller businesses, especially SMEs, because we understand that SMEs are the one which are holding the economy. SMEs are the one which are holding the economy, and the economy without active SMEs is not a thriving economy, because these are the businesses that are keeping money circulating in the country. These are the businesses which are employing either one or two people, and these are the businesses which are bringing, you know, services and products closer to the people. That's why we always make sure that every segment that we bring about, we put that area of smaller businesses, areas of SMEs, and how they can contribute to national development. And the other thing that we look at, we look at the relationship between policy makers, policy implementers. We look at the relationship between policymakers, policy implementers, and also the outcome. Are policymakers and implementers talking the same language? Is the outcome favorable to an ordinary Namibian people? That is why we are always indicating to you that after every conversation that we bring on the table, we make sure that we open the line so that you can engage us. You can give your input. You can ask your questions. You can bring your direct constructive criticism, because conversation that we are bringing about, we would like to elevate the conversation beyond the mere conversation. Like we're always saying, we would like to make sure that whatever we put out there, whatever conversation that we put out there, is at least teaching you, or you teaching us, one or two things, either on business, on economics, on governance, on development. Because I'm telling you, at any point in time, wherever you find yourself, Namibia as a country, although we have a history of progress, there are categories that we have done well. And there are things that we spoke about them in 1990. The forefather or the founders of Namibian nation and Namibian constitution have spoken about those things in 1990. But up to now, we are still struggling. We are still struggling to address those things. That is why this is the right conversation. This is the right platform that is not only one directed, but is accommodative to your views and your opinion. And yeah, before we move to what we have on the table for today, before we discuss what we have on the table for today, it is always important to make sure that you connect with us. Connect with Eagle FM Namibia at all our social media platform. Connect with Eagle FM Namibia at all our social media platform. Either it's Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And when you do that, it's easier for you to get, content on developmental issues. And it's easier for you to follow up on conversation and also get updates. The other thing is also that we have the Villager newspaper. That is an e-paper which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can subscribe to the Villager newspaper by sending your name and save this number I'm giving you, because it is a very important economic paper, especially to student policymakers and also developmental enthusiasts, to make sure that every Monday morning, every Wednesday morning, and also every Friday morning, you'll be able to get that soft copy. Send your name to this number and save it as your WhatsApp contact detail. That is 081-241-44. So when you do that, it's easier for you to get connected. The other thing is also that you can be able to download Eagle FM app. You can be able to download the app. Just go to your Play Store and your App Store. Then you download Eagle FM app, put it in your phone. Then you'll be able to listen to the programs on air. Then you can also be able to listen to the previous programs that you have missed when you were busy doing something of equal importance. We give you that opportunity to go back at podcast and look at the previous program that you want to catch up on, because we are indicating to you that it's always our aim to make sure that we give you economic intelligence, we give you business intelligence, and we give you insight, because at the current moment, especially the young people and also young professionals, let us not confine ourselves to one conversation, and also let us not confine ourselves to basic conversation, but we need to elevate that conversation, which will assist not only ourselves but also our colleagues, also people that are in our environment, and also at the end of the day to contribute to the development. So you can download that app and you will not miss out. The other thing is also we have Imba app. Imba app is a digital version of a hymn book. So this is the version of a hymn book that is you find in Oshiwambo, that is your Ehangano, you find in Ocherero, that is your Maimburiro, you find it in Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So in a situation that you are at a place and you are required to sing from the hymn book and you do not have a hard copy, do not worry, because we got you. Make sure that you use technology. Make sure that you use app, because the world has changed so much to that extent that those who survive in the next 20 years are those who are technological savvy, and also those who are very good at using new technology. I've been speaking to say what we thought would not be possible, like electrical cars are already here. Electrical vehicles are already here. You'll be able to charge your phone. I mean, you'll be able to charge your car the same way you charge your phone, although they are, you know, special charging stations. But who thought about that? Who thought about the world of robotics? But what we are indicating to you is that when you download Imba app, when you download Eagle FM app, then you work smart, not too hard, but you work smart and you make your life more easier. So, before we go to what we have on the table, it's always also crucial to understand that especially these days we have been talking so much about the United Nation General Assembly. We've been talking too much. We'll be talking so much about the United Nation General Assembly. We have heard, listened, and also watched the speech of African leaders from Cyril Ramaphosa, the President of South Africa, our President, Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, Ruto of Kenya, and also many other African leaders. But at the center of that is where they want their country to be, where they want Africa to be, and also what is needed in terms of economic development. So it's very important. Let us pay the bills before we move forward.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Eagle FM, let's see. Yes, we are moving forward with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. And yeah, just before we go there, because we are stating to say, just before we go to our topic for today, because today we will speak about the future of possibilities, either in SME, employment, and also in the energy sector, and to look at the future of possibilities. We look at what if things do not go according to the plan, what is an alternative way of development in terms of those sector. But before we go there, it's also a question of curiosity to say, what is the future of possibilities in SADC? Because we see a lot of people expected the president of Zimbabwe, that is Emmerson Dabozo Mnangagwa, to be at the UN General Assembly. But there's quite questions which are asked, say, what is the political status of Zimbabwe? What is the political status of Zimbabwe? Is there a function or things are still in order? What is the political status of Zim? How is the relationship between the central government and also those who are running one of the southern African country? And is the future of SADC in order in terms of politics and also in terms of the economy? Various speculation, but we don't work on speculation. But it's just a question of curiosity to say, at this point in time, where African countries, African leaders are speaking so strongly about removing of sanction against Zimbabwe, removing of sanctions against Cuba, recognition of Palestine, and also the case of Venezuela, where is Zimbabwe in this matter? Because Zimbabwe was supposed to be at the center of that. Where is the head of state in this matter? And how is the future of Southern African politics and its impact on the Southern African people and also Africa at large? So, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And yeah, as I indicated earlier, today we look at the future of possibilities, because possibilities is not only optimism. When you speak about possibility, is it possible for something to happen? Is it possible for a good outcome and a bad outcome to happen? And we are saying this because we are trying to assess the plans and objectives of our state, the aspirations of our state, to say what are the futures of possibilities, what are the possibilities of something to go right, and what if that thing that we believe so much on did not go according to plan, who are we going to lean to? And we are going to ask those questions because those who have experience in long-term planning, in policy planning and implementation, they also understand that the reason of monitoring and evaluation is also to assess what have happened, what is the possibility of this thing to continue happening, and what if things do not go according to the plan. I want you to ask yourself a question. before we go to business, to real business, to say, if I have to take you 35 years ago, let me say we are in 21st March 1990, where the founding fathers of Namibia, Democratic State, look ahead and see, this is where we want Namibia to be. And you are looking at 2035, and you are looking at 2025 to say, what are some of the plans that have been on the table? What are some of the plans that have been on the table in terms of business? What are some of the plans that have been on the table in terms of land? What are some of the plans that have been on the table in terms of property acquisition? What are some of the plans that have been on the table in terms of, economic empowerment of indigenous people? What are some of the plans that have been on the table in terms of education? At what percentage that of which was planned achieved? And what guarantee is there that what we wish to achieve, we are going to achieve it? And what if that does not happen? What are we going to do? Because remember, as I indicated earlier and in my previous conversation, to say, although we have good plans, there is always unforeseen circumstances. Although we have good plans, there is always challenges which can come from anywhere. There are global factors and economic shocks. Are we able at this point in time to survive another economic shock? Are we able at this point in time to survive the global recession? Because looking at how things are, looking at the speech of Dr. Ngozi, the Director General of World Trade Organization, who spoke strongly about fragmentation of global trade, who spoke strongly about the impact or the possibilities of greater impact or greater negative impact of tariffs on economy, especially economy of developing countries. Because it's quite very important also to be prepared. It's quite also very important also to be prepared and also to be self-reliant, especially when you are dealing with, possibilities. Because we have been so optimistic so much to that extent that we almost eat our hope with a little that would have been achieved. Because let us look at SME development in Namibia. Let us look at SME development in Namibia. SME development have been at the center of national discussions. And SMEs have been at the center of national discussion. Either is registered, fully registered SME, or what is regarded as informal SMEs, and also suitcase businesses. A business which exists but does not have a formal structure. A business on the phone, a business on the laptop. What are the possibilities in SME development in Namibia? Because number one, are the statistics which are indicating that when you look at what the head of FNB SME development sector stated, De Jong indicated that although people celebrate about opening of an account, registration of SMEs in Namibia, 60% of these SMEs in Namibia, they vanish in the first 3 months of their registration. The first 3 months of their registration. Now the question that you need to ask yourself is that statistics have been showing progress in terms of expansion of the economy, and today we just we have seen and also received statistics on the economy of Namibia, the statistics on the Namibia economic expansion, where you'll be able to realize that in comparison to last year and also against domestic prediction. The economy is growing at a decreasing rate. It is stated that, you know, in the second quarter of 2025, Namibia economy grew by 1.6% compared to 33%. I mean, compared to 3.3% in 2024. Domestic economy grow with 1.6% this second quarter of 2025 compared to 3.3% in 2024. And this is something which has to tell you to say, although we are expanding, although we are growing at a decreasing rate. That is why when you look at the scale of growth of last year in the real GDP and the scale of growth this year and the impact that you want to see, because the argument has always been to say, although Namibian economy have been growing at a smaller pace, little impact is seen, especially to those who are at the edge. What is the possibility of survival of SMEs in Namibia? All the SMEs. What is the possibility of SMEs in Namibia? Because remember, looking at the situation that we are, just ask yourself this question. How many products are being sold by SMEs in Namibia, which are made by Namibians? How many of those products which are being sold in Namibia by Namibian SMEs made by Namibians? Then the question that you also need to ask yourself, because business is not only about selling of product, it's also about offering of services. In the context of offering services, even if it's a car wash, where are those machines that are being used at that car wash are made from? And what is the possibility of maintaining the operation of SMEs amid this global crisis of tariffs? Because this question we need to ask ourselves, because at the end of the day, we must continue to do business. At the end of the day, we must continue to operate. However, the international logistics is also faced with challenges due to increment in terms of price. Otherwise, those who import and export things, especially to the Western zone, are not going to do business at a usual price. That is why the question that we need to ask ourselves, if we got those answers, what opportunities can we make? What opportunities can we make to make sure that when it comes to smaller businesses, we survive? Can you maybe think about upskilling? Can you maybe think about training of SME operators? Can you maybe speak about, collaborations? Because it's not always important to be too over-optimistic. That, okay, now we got the first female president. She has a very good plan and it's going to be paradise. What if that of which we think about will happen will be faced with other challenges, especially the uncontrolled challenges? We spoke so much about the new emerging sector. But the question that I want you to ask yourself, especially if you are still in a small business operator, that you want to ask yourself is that what is that you can contribute to a national project, for example? What is that you can contribute to oil and gas industry? And we are seeing that there is a lot of development in the new industry, in the new sector. There is a lot of development happening there. There's a lot of developments happening. And what if that of which we hope so much to create jobs for ourselves did not happen? We are not negative about the future. We are just being realistic to say, are we able to survive another shocks And what can we do? Because at the end of the day, it must come from us. It's a question that we need to come from us. And then the question that we are asking, especially our graduate and students, what if things become continue to be tougher and tougher, especially when it's coming to job market, especially when it's coming to opportunities which are not there? Are we still going to continue waiting for somebody to come and assist us? Or we are going to think about other things? So, dear listeners, it's 29 minutes past the hour of 6. We have around 30 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. Today, we are looking at the future of possibilities. We are looking at the future of possibilities, especially in the business sector, in the energy sector, and also in the job market sector. We are looking at the future of possibilities, and we are asking questions to say, how resilient are we? People are calling us, or we are calling ourselves, we are in the land of the braves. Everybody is brave. How resilient are we? How many of us gave up on our dream just because we are not able to pull through? And how many of us closed down businesses and closed and left our job when COVID-19 came? How many of us, stood up after COVID-19 and continue with resilience? Because if we are not asking ourselves this question, looking how things are, because remember, there are things that can change, especially in terms of economic growth. But if you do not have access to that, you feel nothing. If you do not have access to that, you feel nothing. Because today I was at the annual report of NAMFISA. It's a regulatory institution for non-banking sector. It's a regulatory institution of non-banking sector, which indicate that, the non-banking financial institutions continue to hold over 70% of financial assets. And also to indicate that the non-banking financial institutions have also, expanded their assets into billions of dollars, with 14.3%. And these are your short loan insurance companies. These are your micro lenders. These are your microfinance. These are your cash loans and, other financial, institution which are not banks. And when they are expanding in terms of their asset, the question that I'm asking myself is always to say, when these statistics are positive on this side, how is it to an ordinary Namibian? When statistics are positive on this side, how is it to an ordinary Namibian? When the previous report of 2024 stated that cash loans are owed 8.1 billion by Namibians, who is going to benefit from this deal? Who is going to win from these deals? And what can we do moving forward? Because if you are not asking ourselves those questions, if you are not asking ourselves questions on real questions, especially when it's coming to education, somebody advised me and spoke something which makes sense to say, some of these industries are very good industry, especially the emerging industries, but they did not really prove themselves yet, although they tried to prove themselves. We still want to see the tangible impacts, which I quite agree. And also to that extent that we pray so much, we put too much praise on little progress, then we forget about other people who cannot wait for the next 2 days to survive. So, today, the discussion is on the future of possibilities, because we need to make sure that if we are at gear number 2, make sure that we are putting on gear number 3, because things are continuing to become tougher and tougher. The global economies continue to be, unpredictable. Like, the weather, which is impacted by climate change, because if you are at the environment where climate change hit you so much, you do not know if tomorrow is going to be rainy or tomorrow is going to be, a sunny day. But that is where we are now, particularly when it's coming to the global, economy. So the other thing is, the future of Namibian employment. The future of Namibian employment. And I feel, for our leaders, and we can sympathize with them, especially when at the international ground speak about, we are trying our best to make sure that we deal with issues of, youth unemployment. We are trying our best to make sure that we deal with, issues of inequality. But the question that you're asking yourself is that, what if what is proposed, what is stated by African Peer Review Mechanism Report of 2022, which is still the same of the report of 2024, which is still not yet addressed, especially when it's coming to policy coherence and coordination. What if that continue to be the case in the next 3 years? What is that that we are going to do? Because in most cases, when we discuss these issues, especially business, unemployment, we look too much on the government. But what is that that we can do? What can you do without relying on another person? Either just to educate yourself, either just to give somebody advice, either just to upskill yourself. Because we can't believe too much into hopes. There must be tangibility of things. Because by looking at things the way they are, it's like we are still at the top. If we are in a relationship, with our economic development, or we are in a relationship with our national development, we are still at the talking stage. We are not even holding hands. We are still at the talking stage, because there are much things that we need to accomplish. Because looking at now, and it's also not quite important also, although it's necessary, to put timing on issues. But timing is what define what you do, at what level, when, and also how. Looking at where we are now, it's 25th of September 2025, and in 2 months' time we'll be in 2026, and there will be less than 4 years before 2030, which is not going to be the end of the world, but that is going to be our benchmark to say, what can I do? What if things do not go according to plan? Which is not a new thing. If I have to go back to 2004, then I have to have a meeting with President Pohamba to say, where do you want to see Namibia in 5 years? He would tell you to say, I want to solve this problem, this one, and this problem. I want to solve the issue of housing. This is how I'm going to do it. But what is the context of the issue of housing? What is the context of the issue of unemployment? So, and the question that we need to ask ourselves, let us not celebrate also too much, but let us also put that in mind. Because when you are sending your kid to school, when you are advising somebody, put that in mind to say, you are going to school, but there is a high chance that things will not go according to plan, but why can't you learn this skill? Why can't you learn communication? Why can't you learn negotiation? Why can't you learn artificial intelligence to boost your efficiency? Why can't you learn data science? Why can't you learn a different language to say? Because that will be an advantage in case you find yourself at a different place in time. So Those are the things that we are discussing about today. And we are asking those questions to say, what is an alternative? What is our backup strategy? What do we have under the carpet? Or we are just going to say, we wanted to develop, or the counselor was saying this when we elected him or her, but now because of unforeseen circumstances, because of climate, because of corruption, because of a certain policy which did not go through, then he or she only happened to deliver 1% of the 100%. So, it's also quite important. It's also quite important also to have a backup strategy. It's also quite important to have a backup strategy, and also to ask this, especially to our leaders, to say, yes, you are very optimistic. This is the plan. This is what's going to be done. But the future has always been unpredictable. To say, in a case where things did not go according to plan, as it happened already before, what are we going to do? Let us look at the sector of energy. Let us look at the sector of energy. We spoke so much on energy. We spoke so much on adding to the grid. We spoke so much on the renewable energy. And we spoke so much on becoming a global hub in terms of energy, and also to become energy sufficient and sustainable producers of energy from renewable sources. Then the question that you need to ask yourself, the other time I was looking at where are we in terms of nuclear, which is a proposed to say, although. And I like what it was stated by the head of state to say, we should not shy away from using our God-given natural resources in our energy mix. As stated to say, although the issue of nuclear plant is not stated when it's going to start, discussions have already started. That is quite a very important statement, but it's a bit also vague to say. What are you going to do in terms of your energy sector if things did not go according to plan? Because our plan has always been, let us not depend too much on importing of energy. Let us not depend too much on buying electricity from South Africa, from Zambia, at a price that is too high. Let us try to be self-sustaining. What if one day, which is quite possible, South Africa can increase the price of electricity that is selling to us due to the fact that also they are also being crippled by the global economy? What are we going to do? They are also being crippled by the global economy, especially when it's coming to tariffs. If you listen to the speech of William Ruto, the president of Kenya, then you listen to the speech of Cyril Ramaphosa, the president of South Africa at United Nations General Assembly, then you'll be able to understand that when it's coming to the future of international trade, because Ramaphosa is not laughing, and you can tell it on his face, and these are global power players, and they have impact huge on the economy. We'll see how United States is going to react, because there are already talks to say, let's cut out South Africa loose economically. Let us teach South Africa a lesson. What if that of which we are scared of happen? What is our backup plan? Because the backup plan is always very important, because that's how we save the nation. Because I've been always speaking about economic defensive mode. We are wearing economic bulletproof. We are wearing an economic bulletproof. We do not have something to attack with. We are just on a defensive mode. And the other time I spoke about the sustainability of subsidizing. Sustainability of subsidizing. Because if you are too much on economic defense mode, and looking at what is happening currently, especially when you look at the Ministry of Justice, want to cut loose this fisherman also from Waeto Kapale regarding payment of salaries even without doing the job. And then my question has always been, how is this going to impact the lives of those who depend on those people? And also, what if that of which we are scared of happen? How are they going to survive? Because at the end of the day, they also must think about what is that they are going to do. So let's look at your safe ads, then we move forward.
Shopping cash, here's what you can get for less than 20 Namibian dollars at USAFE. 750 milliliters Polygrick dishwashing liquid, 14.99 Namibian dollars. 500 grams Romy 37% fat spread, 14.99 Namibian dollars. 200 grams Champion liver spread, 19.99 Namibian dollars. 100 milliliters Aquafresh toothpaste, 19.99 Namibian dollars. And a pocket of Tiffany cream biscuits for just 6.99 Namibian dollars. USAFE, your low budget grocery store with good food, cost less.
Yeah, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment, and today we are looking at the future of possibilities. We are looking at SME development, employment, and also energy sector. And we are asking ourselves to say, looking at the plans that we have on the table, either is a Vision 2030 with the final job of NDP6, whether it's SANDEC strategic indicative plan, whether it's Agenda 2063, whether it's a global UN sustainable developmental goals, and we're asking ourselves that how can Namibians themselves develop their own country without relying on somebody from outside to come and assist us. We are asking these questions because when you look at how things have been for the past 35 years, where at the forefront of our developmental objective, we always have somebody from outside either to draft our developmental plan, we always have a consultant, and we also always have an economic advisor and a technical advisor, either in terms of education, which looks so legitimate, but when you look at the outcome and the result, you say, no, these people who have been advising us, either in our education system, either in our planning, what is that really that they did, very well to that extent that, we do not have problems that we were avoiding? Because if you have somebody from, Netherlands, somebody from the US or somebody from Canada, who is assisting you in drafting your educational curriculum, and this person, at the end of the day, your educational curriculum is not answering to the needs of the people, then you also need to ask these people to say, what is that I'm doing wrong? Is it now a right time that I have to educate myself? Because, and also maybe look at the case studies of developed countries. Case study of developed countries. Currently, so speaking, China is the second largest economy in the world. But what they did post the 1970s, what they did, it was quite significant because they developed their own policy and reform programs to say, we have development with Chinese characteristics. And that is exactly what they did, to say, if it's coming to farming, if it's coming to trading, if it's coming to government businesses, we are approaching this with development of Chinese characteristics. And that's what they did. Singapore has been a very good example of development. Although we are not in the same geographical location, we do not have the same cultural background, there are things that we can learn from there to say, where did the advancement of Singapore come from? Did it come from outside? In terms of attracting investment, yes. But in terms of planning, in terms of leadership, they made themselves right. Because the future is full of possibilities which are beneficial and which can also be challenging. Because if we are not challenging ourselves to ask ourselves, just look at the plan that you have today. Either it's a personal plan, then you put on these questions to say, what if that lady that I want to get married to, one day she just wake up and she does not want anymore, or she found another person who is better than me? Can I still continue moving forward? What if that business deal that I was hoping is going to be closed did not happen? Can I continue to move forward? What if history repeats itself? Because we are at 2025. We had our dreams in 2000. We have been moving all those years. And we achieve not exactly what we wanted. Although there are also those progress that we can talk about. So dear listeners, while we have 10 minutes, you can still engage us in the studio. You can still communicate with us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. It's not a matter of scaring you. It's a matter of having a different backup plan when things do not go right. And how can we make sure that, we work on our backup plan? We can only work on our backup plan if we do two things. Either you are a SME operator, either you are policy makers. Data have showed us to say, the stronger your monitoring and evaluation, either it's at the national level, either it's, at the regional level, either it's at the constituency level, at the section level, or at the house level, the stronger your monitoring and evaluation, the higher the probability of you getting things right and not repeating the same mistake. The stronger your monitoring and evaluation, the high chance of you to succeed, and also the high chance of you learning from your mistake. And also the other thing is also R&D. We spoke about this thing of R&D. To say the stronger your research, the stronger your data, the easier is you to use that number to predict about the future. If we are running away from graphs of the economy, if you are running away from the graphs of electoral process, we would surprise ourselves, because we want to surprise the world with our good plan, but we end up surprising ourselves because trends are there. Those are the things that we need to work on. And I was today, when I was looking at NAMFISA integrated strategic plan, I was so surprised because I don't want to say these guys are very good at doing their job, but what I want to indicate is that maybe because of the nature of their institution, where you deal with a lot of researchers and statisticians, that they pointed out their weakness, their strength, and also their clear strategic objective. And that plan requires somebody to be a bit sophisticated in drafting it, and also in working toward achieving that. But it's something that we as a citizen, we must ask ourselves to say, what is that which I can do? What is my role in national development? Without saying, no, we are expecting the minister to come and do this. We are expecting the president to come and do this. We are expecting somebody to come and build our houses. I was also asking myself questions, especially looking at the case of City of Windhoek and the Minister of Urban and Rural Development. I was asking myself to do it. It's becoming like what Helmut likes saying, the pressure is becoming high. Because what's happening there, I don't know if somebody is teaching somebody a lesson, but my concern is not on who is not behaving well. My concern is what is the outcome of this conflict. That's only my concern, to say, there's no bigger city, or there's no bigger city in Namibia. Which said, I think, with local government act, I think it's tier one. There's no bigger city than city of Windhoek. And, there's no city which is expected to industrialize and to give an example like city of Windhoek. But we, when you have, a local politician and a national politician are not working together, and the threatening of diverting of a budget, which is not actually the budget of those who are in charge, but it's a budget of the citizens, then the question that you're asking yourself is that, is this in line with the national objectives? Let us assume the minister diverted 700 million from city of Windhoek to prioritize other cities. To prioritize other towns who, I quote, they are very serious with, development. What will happen to city of Windhoek? What will happen to an ordinary person who is at Havana waiting for the house to be serviced? Let me say that the governance structure is not in order. What will happen to that person? Was it not right to, and it's just my opinion actually, was it not right to deal with that issue and see how you can assist an ordinary person? Because as we are speaking now, the city of Windhoek, or Windhoek city, has more than 500,000 population. And looking at that, looking at the balance of housing, looking at the growth rate of the city, the population is not growing below 3%. It's growing above that every year. And 3% of 500,000, you'll be able to tell me how many people are moving to the city and why are they moving there and are they in a very good condition? And when you get that answer, you realize to say, there's quite a long way to go. And, we need to make sure that, we also get, we become participant in development by various ways. Either we do business, either it's information sharing, either it's looking for creative opportunities, and also looking at, what is happening, around us. Because, apart from SME, apart from employment, apart from energy, the issue of governance also matters. And we are seeing a mass resignation of politicians from various political parties. Then my concern has always been to say, you know, the weaker the opposition party in the country, the weaker the accountability. And that is a factor. The weaker the opposition party, the weaker the accountability. So there is a lot of perspective, but why are people not standing on the principle that they say they were standing on? Why are people not standing on the principle that they were saying they were standing on? And let us compare democratically developed countries that of which you are, is not behaving is being taken away, then you put that of who is behaving. France, Britain, and many other countries. France, Britain, the US, and many other countries. But in Namibia, I think the issue of governance is something that we need to work on, and also something that we need to expand on. Because if you look at mass resignation, especially from Namibian opposition parties, it's quite worrying. We are saying people are looking for a greener pasture. But it's quite worrying, and it's not in the interest of democracy when you are putting it at that way. And it's also diluting the principle of which politicians who were trusted so much by their constituency put on the people. Because when you are saying it's a government of the people, people elected somebody that they trusted, but at the end of the day, this person goes somewhere or just abandon what he thought was a vehicle. Because the weaker the opposition, the weaker the accountability, and also the slower the acceleration of development. And also the weaker the diversity of opinions and views. But yeah, these are things that we should continue engage on. As I indicated on today, our topic has been on the future of possibilities, to look at the future with both eyes, with optimism, and also with not blind optimism. You must be optimistic, but not naive. You must be optimistic, but you must also understand that life has continued to surprise us as it has been surprising us. So that is why it's always important to look at what if things do not go according to plan. What can we do as ordinary citizens? What can we do as young professionals? What can we do as students? And what can you do as a parent who is preparing your kid also to move either to university, to a training center, or preparing for adulthood? Dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic segment. And we are going to leave you in the good hands of Umtuma. To leave you in the good hands of Umtuma team. That is, of course, Uncle Fly and Ndokapate Katoka, just to take you through with Mtuma. So from me, David Shombe, bye bye for now, and I hope Uncle Fly will take you through, and yeah, see you next time, same place.